teeth. And at the end, he will come back to me. Text 69. Nachatasman manusheshu kaschinme priyakritamaha bhavita chunme tasman anya priyataro bhuvi. Translation. There is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dear. Text 70. Adyeshyate chatya imam dharmyam samvadam avayaha jnana yagyena tenaham ishtasyam iti me matihi. Translation. And I declare that he who studies this sacred conversation of ours worships me by his intelligence. Text 71. Shradhavan anasuyascha shanuyad apiyo naraha sopi mukta shubalokan prapnuyad punya karmanam. Translation. And one who listens with faith and without envy becomes free from sinful reactions and attains to the auspicious planets where the Twayas dwell. Text 72. Kachchit etachchutam parta tvayaika grena chetasa kachchit agyana samoha pranatashte dananjaya. Translation. O son of Prita, O conqueror of wealth, have you heard this with an attentive mind? And are your ignorance and illusions now dispelled? Text 33. Arjuna uvacha nashto moha smritir labdha tvat prasadan mayachuta sitosmi gata sandeha karishe vachanam tava. Translation. Arjuna said, my dear Krishna, O infallible one, my illusion is now gone. I have regained my memory by your mercy. I am now firm and free from doubt and am prepared to act according to your instructions. Text 74. Sanjaya uvacha ityaham vasudevasya partasya cha mahatmanaha sambaram imam ashrausham adbhutam romaharsharam. Translation. Sanjaya said, thus I have heard the conversation of two great souls, Krishna and Arjuna, and so wonderful is that message that my hair is standing on end. Text 75. Vyasa prasadach trutvan etat guyam aham param yogam yogeshvarat krishnat sakshat katayata svayam. Translation. By the mercy of Vyasa, I have heard these most confidential talks directly from the master of all mysticism, Krishna, who was speaking personally to Arjuna. Text 76. Rajan samsmritya sangsmrityam sambadam imam adbhutam keshavarjuna yo punyam rishyami cha mahur muhu. Translation. O King, as I repeatedly recall this wondrous and holy dialogue between Krishna and Arjuna, I take pleasure being thrilled at every moment. Going back to text 66. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. Purport by His Divine Grace. There's a little bit of an echo on this. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The Lord has described various kinds of knowledge and processes of religion. Knowledge of the Supreme Brahman. Knowledge of the Supersoul. Knowledge of the different types of orders and statuses of social life. Knowledge of the renounced order of life. Knowledge of non-attachment. Sense and mind control. Meditation, etc. He has described in so many ways different types of religion. Now, in summarizing Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that Arjuna should give up all the processes that have been explained to him. He should simply surrender to Krishna. That surrender will save him from all kinds of sinful reactions, for the Lord personally promises to protect him. In the seventh chapter, it was said that only one who has become free from all sinful reactions can take to the worship of Lord Krishna. Thus, one may think that unless he is free from all sinful reactions, he cannot take to the surrendering process. To such doubts, it is here said that even if one is not free from all sinful reactions, simply by the process of surrendering to Sri Krishna, he is automatically freed. There is no need of strenuous effort to free oneself from sinful reactions. One should unhesitatingly accept Krishna as the supreme savior of all living entities. With faith and love, one should surrender unto him. The process of surrender to Krishna is described in the Hari Bhakti Vilas 11.676. Anukulyasya Sankalpa Pratikulyasya Varjanam Rakshish Yatiti Vishvaso Goptriptve Varanam Tata Atma Nikshepa Karpanye Shadvida Sharanagatihi. According to the devotional process, one should simply accept such religious principles that will lead ultimately to the devotional service of the Lord. One may perform a particular occupational duty according to his position in the social order. But if by executing his duty, one does not come to the point of Krishna consciousness, all his activities are in vain. Anything that does not lead to the perfectional stage of Krishna consciousness should be avoided. One should be confident that in all circumstances, Krishna will protect him from all difficulties. There is no need of thinking how one should keep the body and soul together. Krishna will see to that. One should always think himself helpless and should consider Krishna the only basis for his progress in life. As soon as one seriously engages himself in devotional service to the Lord in full Krishna consciousness, at once he becomes freed from all contamination of material nature. There are different processes of religion and purificatory processes by cultivation of knowledge